like mom and teacher.
Enough shit talk. We have to talk you the can't. Real shit.
Is this thing on?
Jeffrey just goes there straight away. Just drops the C-bomb, like straight away. Yeah. We used to have the rule. Let's try not to swear for the first 5 to 10 minutes.
Remember, C means cancel.
Are you kidding me? Luke was talking about Mackenzie Phillips' dad giving her a good rooting last week.
That was last week. I'm talking about a couple of years ago when Jeffrey's like, we can't swear in the first 10 minutes of the show. Yeah. We can't swear.
We won't get put up on Facebook.
We're not making
and now look what happened. And now actually, look what happened to us.
That was some feedback I did receive that our show is quite vulgar and shit. That was from two separate people.
We wear the second one as a like you know badge of pride.
Yeah,
right?
This guy got a t-shirt. Yeah. God. Hi, Lala.
Your program ain't shit.
Your program ain't shit. Your mother ain't shit.
Luke.
Sorry.
Yeah, we need to get that t-shirt made.
Did he send his address for the t-shirt?
No.
No, I'll actually contact him and ask him. I'll say, look, he gave us a good laugh.
Oh, look, Lou's back. Hey, hey, hey. Hello. Hey, Dogsy. Welcome.
It's been a while.
You need to go back and watch a couple of weeks. You've missed a whole, we went viral and you weren't even around.
Last week was
hey, Dogsy, missed it.
What a serious
nice to see the counter on StreamYard's working because apparently no one's watching but there's at least two people watching. Well, there we go. I've been back. Not 2 days ago. There you go. Okay.
Oh, we weren't live. There's a couple of shows there, dog. We have a look.
We weren't live 2 days ago. We were pre-recorded because you know it's been a busy month, so we're always here in spirit. Because,
and you know, one cool Aussie is going to be doing some international travel. The other loser's not coming.
Well, the other loser is a single mother and can't afford it. So thank you.
If you not bought that second fucking dog, you could have afforded the plane ticket, asshole.
Who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops. Yeah, Luke's Reba.
Yeah,
can't help
that's
it.
Me. It is
no,
me.
I think he's more like mommy dearest.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
There's been a few moments where I had to like check myself because it's really frustrating on school holidays when you've got little voices at you all the time. And I nearly had a few no more wire hanger moments. I'm like, I need to just reset and chill. Like, this
Jeffrey,
is my
no sympathy for you.
Working
while
on
you're
this
in the
right now. No.
The kids have been talking every morning. And, you know, it's like 6 a.m. here. And I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, who are you talking? And then I'm like, oh, I already know. Or like, it's nighttime. And I'm like, what the hell? And he's on the floor with him and Buffy.
On Roblox, mate. You got to get it right. They're on Roblox together.
No, they were on video chat. They were chatting.
Yeah, no, they do that on their other. They do that on the separate tablet, and then they use one for Roblox together. So they're communicating through two devices simultaneously.
And I was like,
serious
where's
stuff.
Daddy Luke? And she's like, he's in the bathroom. He's been there a long time.
Hey, being this beautiful don't just happen by 2 minutes in the bathroom, baby.
I thought you might need a fiber supplement or something.
Maybe I should spend longer in there.
He's hanging in there.
We should all just hang out in there and hope for the best. How are you, Jeff?
Girl,
how's things?
Oh, it's just wonderful, wonderful. It's fabulous. I'm great. Everything's wonderful.
Were you working Tuesday night?
Yeah. What?
Were you working Tuesday night?
In Weedsport.
Oh, okay.
Why did something happen?
No. I went to dinner with some friends at the Fork and Spoon, and I thought I should stop and see Jeff, but I wasn't sure if it was your car, so I didn't stop.
No, sometimes I flip.
Did you key it anyway?
Did you write fat slut down the side of it anyway?
Then it's the skinny bitch that's working. That'd be great. And I'd be like, I can't imagine who did that. And I'll be like, oh, let me check the camera. Oh, it didn't work. The camera. Oh,
and then we just play the footage on here in every intro.
I'm sorry for the segue, but he said we've all got a little bit of a fat slut inside us. Hi, Christina.
Oh! Holy hell, Christina! I will support you if you would have. If you were taking the HR, baby, I'll go with you.
Come on, girl.
I feel like this is like the second time that you motherfucking asshole that you have to like drop shit. It's like I don't understand why are you coming after me. What I did to you? It's because I'm straight. Because I'm straight.
Because she's straight.
Like you're such a like. You're so, what is it?
I'm heterophobic.
David, could you imagine?
I appreciate it.
Christina, it's apart, because your dick's bigger than his. That's all.
Apart from that's the legs true. That are here now, could you imagine there. Getting away with saying that to any of the other peddlers on this show?
I know Chris.
It's fine because he's entering New York soon, so I'm sure that
she's coming after me. Just keep his glasses.
Oh god.
No, I'm gonna break his glasses.
It's all how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, no, I'm good. Hey, other than that, other than being a fat slut, I'm doing good. No, it was funny. Joe wants me to mention that we were flipping through the channels before, and he started watching a movie, and he goes, "Wait a minute." He goes, "This isn't what I thought it was." I go, "What did you think it was?" And it was Legally Blonde. Okay. He goes, "I thought it was Clueless." I go, "How the fuck do you mix up Clueless and Legally Blonde?" I said, he's like, "Oh, I guess it's the same actor." I'm like, They don't even look remotely the same.
Listen, I've got a great divorce lawyer. I will pay for her for you. We're going to get this done.
I have my notepad and my pen that I stole from the funeral home.
You can't disrespect.
You fucked with Alicia Silverstone and fucking Reese Witherspoon. It's over.
Oh my god!
You crossed the fucking line. There's no coming back from. Do you understand me? What?
This is fat.
You gotta keep it close to her heart.
Name tag now. I should change my name. I'll be right back.
Oh my god.
No, you're Christina. Please. No.
She's Queen Christina. Next week we have a very special episode or a very special section entitled Christmas Wars. Where one of these three panelists, either Vera, Tim, Christina, or maybe Jeff too, I'll be there by that time. Someone will win the Christmas Wars. And I would like you to start taking guesses now on who is going to win the Christmas War. The Christmas War.
What Christmas War?
You don't know.
What's the Christmas War? What is Christmas War?
You'll have to choose.
It's a decoration.
Decorations. It's just.
What's the criteria to compete in this?
If Christina is going to be a nominee, I have to say. I was there to help put up her decorations.
Oh.
So,
he's alleged tampering. Would you like a rebuttal?
Joe was up on the ladder. Joe was up on the ladder, so he technically hung him. But I had to walk the ladder to her house to do it. So
I don't know why my husband didn't pick you up. I really don't. I don't understand.
That's right. I was walking in the freezing with an 8-foot ladder. That was great.
How far do you
have to
the ladder?
Less than a quarter of a mile.
Listen, I just had a whole experience with a 10-foot ladder this week. I don't know. I feel you.
Oh, I need a 10-foot. I need a bigger ladder.
Wasn't cute.
A bigger ladder's on.
You couldn't handle a 10-foot, Steve.
I couldn't. I'm out of condition.
Yeah, Steve, where's your fat spot game at?
my fat slut game's in retirement. But speaking of the fattest slut of us all, how are you, Luke?
I thought I already had my I thought I already had my intro where you were all ridiculing me about being a single mother. Now we're going to lay the boot in about being fat. No, you did lay the boot in, Steve. Don't worry.
The part that you object to, not the plot.
No, right. Well, look, no, because it's like the same as like alcoholic. If you were one in the past, do you ever recover? So yeah, no, look, fat slut works. I don't care.
He can't get mad at being a slut when he's air talking about a train being ran on him by 15 different guys. You know what I'm saying?
That's not even true. So no, I'm liking recovery. I've been really, you know, getting to know myself again. It's been just a wonderful journey.
Oh, you're just jerking off.
Look, can the camera please come up? I'm like trying to avoid eye contact with myself. I'm like, ugh.
Oh my god! What is going on? Remember that time I took you to the porn shop and you totally sucked off that old guy? That was fun.
That didn't happen. I did go to the shop though. No. He did take me to the shop because I bought some. A product from the shop you that we totally don't need to discuss. The
glory hole.
I did not. I bought something from the shop.
And then right before he came out, this old fucking dude
Talking of Jeffrey, though, Jeffrey kept trying to like send me off to bathhouses and shit. It was like weird. Like I was getting hooked out or something.
Wait, why? I didn't try to send you anywhere. You wanted to roll. Do you want me to pull up the messages?
Ted, interesting.
Oh shit!
If I said something while I may have been inebriated, that means nothing.
I'm not your fucking keeper.
Did I go? No. So obviously, I'm not the fattest slut here.
Hello, I've never hooked up in a bathhouse, motherfucker. Guess what? I've never been to a glory hole either.
I got real confused because they were talking about bathhouses. I'm like,
look. Anyway, we get it, Jeff. I'm fat, I'm poor, I'm a slut. What else am I? I'm not even blonde anymore, so I've not got that.
They're going to move on.
Don't worry, I got that covered.
Tim, have you ever been a fat slut?
No, but I have to say...
do you think Mackenzie Phillips is a fat slut?
She was asking for it.
Oh my god!
On the fat portion, I weighed into the doctor's the other day, the heaviest I've ever been. So that sucks.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah.
You have our sympathies.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, hard.
But the next time you guys, I'll have a new eye. I'll have a new eye next week.
Oh, that's your laser eye, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm supposed to go on Wednesday. But
are you going to be like Kano from Mortal Kombat?
Yes, they're going to peel back all the skin on my upper left hand side of my face, and they're going to implant metal sheets. So it'll be
that's good. Yeah, I just watched a documentary about prosthetic stuff being put into bodies. Yeah, it was really good. They all died. It was broke.
Yeah, I hope so. Fingers crossed.
I don't want to be here anymore.
This is how Steve likes to beat his ass.
Vera's got an awesome tree. That's a segue to Vera.
Thank you.
Vera, is your tree a fat slut?
No, my tree is a fat slut. I've had my moments.
So pretty, I like the bows.
I've had my moments.
Yes, fuck me, I just found fire.
Oh, look, the little mints. Yeah, little sprigates. Very cute.
Theme this year.
So cute.
Look at that. Very nice. It's
hi,
so
kids. Christmas.
I can't wait to do that for my
hi, Vera.
Since I saw you guys last.
Yeah, Vera's actually been.
I lost 15 pounds when I was back home.
She's been on the down low. Maybe.
No, just talk about how much weight you've lost. Thanks.
That's that. Well, the fat. Well, the fat.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
You going? Whatever. It's like, okay. Yeah, like,
I'm still laying on the ground from the booting I got.
We should add new merchandise. Fat slut brigade. It's our new a new line of active wear.
That's
slut. I think I just, made it.
And like, it's just FS. It's just our logo, FS.
Yeah, and just a voluptuous body on either side going,
yeah.
sexy. I think we've made millions. That's the million-dollar idea.
Hey, Jeffin released the male fat slut lingerie because he was so passionate about that. And just from the promo, we'll just show that clip from that episode. That would be lovely.
No, we will not. Anyway, let us warm ourselves. It's kind of like a fire, but it's the ever wobbling bosom.
Vera's trying to talk, and she's silent. Are you miming?
I'm saying, let's warm ourselves with some hot topics.
Yeah, we're warming ourselves with the hot bosoms of Katrina A. Johnson. Shake him, girl.
Load of shake hot em. Topics.
Maybe we should get Chris. Maybe next year we should get her boobs on fire. So like,
what? Maybe we should get her to reshoot that for us in higher res,
in a high resolution. Yeah, in a higher resolution.
Oh, Tim, remind me. I got a great video you would love on my phone.
All right. Tim's happy.
I want to see it.
I want to see it. Everyone wants to see it. It's kind of like, you know, remember, oh, here we go. We're going to date ourselves a little bit. Remember rotten.com?
Yes, I love it. It's still around. I check it out every once in a while.
Rotten.com.
I remember kids used to bring it up in high school. Back then, you could actually look up stuff and wasn't blocked.
If you are at all sensitive, it is like the grossest stuff on the internet. It's like car accidents and prolapsed anuses and like all that, like just really, really filthy stuff. It's been around since the birth.
Is a prolapse that filthy compared to a car accident? Yes. Like, I know which one I can tolerate more because I've seen more prolapses.
I bet you have.
Are you a nurse? You've seen a lot of funky penises.
I've seen lots of funky everything.
Speaking
man.
Of funky penises.
How are you
fucking doing?
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, God, I love it. I love it. That threatened me with a good time.
A lollipop.
All right, we got a lot of death happening this week because you know that's how.
Oh, cool!
Roll.
Just before Christmas, Jesus died.
Vera can relate. Ryan O'Neill, he's dead.
He's dead.
He looks dead in that second photo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The ex Mr. Farrah Fawcett has died.
Oh, yeah. Well, no wonder he looks sick then. If your wife died that horribly,
I can't believe he lived this long, to be honest.
I know, right?
Yeah, I feel like he was like, isn't he like the poster child for toxic masculinity in the 70s? Yes. Like, yeah. I love you, Farrah, but I'm never going to marry you because you're a whore.
You're a fat slut.
Farrah wasn't a fat slut. Her hair was just fat. She couldn't help.
They're all fat.
She was. Hey, oh, it's a movie, and it doesn't age well.
Love story, wasn't it?
Yep. Doesn't age.
Oh, that was that. That's that chick when she was dying. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Right? Yeah. It's okay. Like an ice
fuck
skating.
You, bitch. That's why you're dead.
How's a love story with the ice, you dumb bitch?
Love means saying you're sorry all the fucking time.
Right. Yeah, every motherfucking hour.
Every day.
Can I just show you guys what I found on the table? I don't know. I just looked over and see this little jacket. And then I realized that it's a bird.
What? Are you okay?
My daughter put a LOL doll jacket on a bird.
Things are going crazy at Christine's house. She's outfitting.
So that dude's dead. Christina's brain dead. What's our next topic?
So Ryan O'Neill, and I don't know that it will mean much. All I can think about is Ryan O'Neill is like the early, late 90s when it was like Farrah Fawcett has cancer and we care because Ryan O'Neill has something to say on Entertainment Tonight. I feel like that's when he was relevant last anyway.
Well, he divorced her and they lived apart forever. And then she got sick and he came back to nurse her.
He came back. So he wasn't that bad. It was kind of all right. He came back for her.
Then he just tortured his fucking kids.
He was in that really good movie, Chances Are, when Robert Downey Jr. was younger.
You know what?
That's right.
Tribble Shepherd.
Chances Are.
Tribble Shepherd.
That's a good movie. Did the son die? Redman,
yeah, did he overdose or something?
Yes.
Yeah,
nine.
Hollywood family.
You know what? Their families are all still better than Mackenzie's. So
that's that Hollywood like growing up for you that'll fuck you right up.
Tatum's the only one left, and
Tatum. Yeah,
she just Tatum. Like, had that stroke, and it's kind of like
she cried anyway.
She's like half a vegetable, though.
Which half?
Probably. Oh, never mind.
I get it. I know she had a stroke. Oh, poor Tatum O'Neal.
That's terrible.
Yeah, something. Sad. Yeah, something happened to her, and she really tried to turn her life around. So it is actually very sad.
Like Mackenzie Phillips.
Not as bad as Mackenzie Phillips, though.
No, but I feel like that was just, it was the same era. It was that like early 2000s. It was the same era. Everyone was coming out with their dirty laundry because they were selling books and stuff. And, you know, I don't know.
Well, we all know whose laundry was the dirtiest.
Yeah. What do you use to get incest out of this blouse? Help me.
Steve's mouth.
Don't mess with me, kiddo. I'll fuck your father and be your stepmother by next week. Good. I don't know. Like, Joey!
So wait a minute.
What's going on?
Was she her own sibling and stepmother for a minute?
She must have been. That's weird. So if she's fucking her dad, does that make her own mother, her own stepmother, de facto?
No, it just makes her fucking maniac.
I love that we're still stuck on this too. It's like, okay.
Yeah, let's leave her alone. Come on, we got something else to talk about. Sure.
You're the one that keeps bringing it up.
Speaking of that, some kid tagged my driveway because I hooked up with his dad last week. Ooh. Well done, sir. Well done.
Damn.
On a scale of wait a minute. How many quarters was it? Really? We got to get to the serious stuff first. Okay, this is
America.
How many quarters? I don't care. Well, what's the equivalent of a quarter in the
English money?
Where is he?
A pound. Okay. Yeah, but he's
a shilling.
He spent
how many shillings?
How big was the dick? How many inches was the dick? God damn it!
They have the metric system.
They don't have inches.
He lived on it in half a year. God damn it! Shut the fuck up. Okay, if you go from your middle finger to the mitt right here, like 4/4, he was only 4 inches. That's terrible.
Oh. Yikes.
Never mind, we can move on now.
Yeah, next story. Yeah,
Jeff, you're a little disappointed.
Okay, we'll get political because everyone loves a good political story. The U.S. House of Representatives has formally authorized its ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden as Republicans unite behind the effort despite a lack of evidence of wrongdoing by the Democrat. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 221-212 along party lines to approve the probe, which is examining whether Mr. Biden inappropriately benefited from his 53-year-old son Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings hours after the younger Biden refused a call to testify behind closed doors. The White House has dismissed the inquiry as politically motivated and unsubstantiated by facts. Mr. Biden is preparing for a possible 2024 re-election match with his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. I love this is the best part of the article.
So Mr. Is that
Trump
like
is the first president in the U.S. in U.S. history to be impeached twice and is currently preparing for four upcoming criminal trials. Oh,
no, is this a precursor for your next election? It's like who's got the most impeachments? Oh, it's yeah. like an endorsement.
No, how... This is the Republican Party falling into lockstep behind Herr Trump because he wants to be, he doesn't want to be the only one on the candidate who's been impeached. He wants every single Republican voted for this in spite of the fact that there is no evidence. Because we're becoming
and it's
a banana
just,
republic.
Just in time for the holidays.
Where we can accuse our Republican Republicans can accuse their political rivals without evidence. That's what happened. Banana republic.
That's funny.
They have no evidence.
Ooh, banana.
They anyway. They're all fucking shit.
Fucking shit. They're all fucking
like our show. Like our show.
Just program ain't shit.
Just in time for the holidays, like, there's no, between now and the end of the year, nothing is going to happen.
The country would say, yes, impeach Joe Biden.
But obviously, there's something up with Hunter, and they're ironing out that there's nothing going on there.
He's never been elected to office. He's not an elected official. Period. You can't impeach someone who's not an elected official.
But do you think they'll find something? Do you think they'll find something they can get him on?
But he is saying that he wants to be interrogated in front of a live audience. He doesn't want to do it behind closed doors where they can cherry pick what he says.
Let's do it. Let's Hunger Games.
Wouldn't the testimony be on record anyway?
Not necessarily. Behind closed doors, they could say it requires state secrets and includes state secrets.
What so do you think, though, that there will be something they will find on Biden, though? Do you think there will be
They've
something?
They've already found out that he didn't pay his taxes when he was drunk. They already found out that he got a gun illegally. They already found out all his dick pics from his computer, which they fucking stole and went through without a
Pretty
search
good,
warrant.
Though.
They found it. They know what's wrong with Hunter.
I wouldn't be ashamed of that.
Up.
Yeah. As I said.
But is he
I
really that bad,
forward,
though? Or is he
I
just
think,
not squeaky clean or didn't know
he's
how to cover
not
his tracks?
Clean.
Oh, who
but
is? Who is?
Fisher.
Exactly. That's what
he's
I'm thinking. Like, he had some dick pics. Is that like the worst thing in the world in those circles? It must be.
What about like the check that was issued to Biden, which worked out to be exactly 10% of the money that Hunter receives from China? The $40,000 check that he received.
I have not seen any evidence. Show me the evidence of that check.
I'll send a picture in the group chat. But there was a check issued to Joe Biden from his brother after they supposedly, I mean, again, this is just the article I read, that they supposedly laundered that they got from Hunter, which worked out to be exactly 10% of the money that Hunter received from China. And then they have him on the phone calls with Hunter in China.
A reputable news source. No, a peer-reviewed news source.
No, I understand, but it's like it doesn't anything that is pro-Republican or comes out in favor of Republicans is not reputable. But anything that comes out for the Democrats is reputable.
True. There are very reputable, peer-reviewed Republican news sources. U.S. News and World Report is a reputable source. Wall Street Journal is a reputable source. QAnon Mom is not a reputable source.
What about
no, it was, I don't know who when I find it I will post it. I don't know. I have to find
it. I'm going to Google it. I'm going to try and find it.
Oh, it's delicious today. It's lovely.
Yeah.
I love
the black eyes and everything died.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's literally where I was going to go. Andre Brower from Brooklyn 99. Has passed away at 61 out of nowhere. Like,
oh, very sad. Young. And he's in a lot of stuff too.
That show just finished, right? I feel like that show was on forever and it's just finished. No. He was on like Homicide Life on the Street too. So he's like, he's gone from like serious pop show to Brooklyn 99. It's like, okay, nice flip of the coin there. We like to. Really stay the length and breadth of our career and really make it work. It's okay. I never watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, so I can't really get on there. I can't really get on it. Apparently it's funny. I haven't seen it. I couldn't tell you.
Well, look, there's nothing really funny about death. Thanks, Steve. Next story.
Well, I've got another one, though.
All right. There's nothing funny about death. I respect him as an actor. He was amazing.
The name is only known to James Comer, Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee. Nobody knows who that source is who says that check exists.
I don't know, but there was a picture of the check with, whatever private information blacked out on it that I don't know. But like I said, when I see it again, I'll share it. I don't know who it's from.
It's not here. It's not listed here in the House Oversight Committee website.
But so Hattie Boo-Boo's sister died.
Oh,
that's sad.
Yes.
She was 29 years old, man. That's not cool. 29 years old, dying cancer. That's some fucked up shit.
Yeah, no,
that's some fucked up shit.
Honey Boo Boo died?
No, her sister.
No, her sister.
It's not Christmas yet.
Fucking hell.
I said it. I said it.
Do you like Christmas ham?
And no, oh no plastic surgery either.
Oh my god! Yeah, what do we think about that? Because
I think it's really unfortunate, but I'm not surprised. There's a lot of we're seeing it a lot more. Well, maybe because we've got so much more communication now. But I just find there's a lot of younger people. There's a lot more prominence of cancers and stuff in younger people. Mm. And I'm not going to down the Honey Boo Boo family at all, even though we've just been a bit disrespectful. I think because they were lower socioeconomic, they weren't very well educated. This probably went on longer than it should have. I don't know the history of it all, but, like, I don't know. I just think they weren't probably in the best position for this to be picked up early.
They're millionaires. Yeah.
Yeah, but... That's stupid.
Now, yeah.
Have you seen Mama June?
Mudwater, I'm sure.
She's a drug addict. She's a fucking mess. So, yeah, that's
where I was going to go with the question.
Honey Boo Boo was getting fed Mountain Dew at age 2. I'm not surprised they're getting fucking cancers and shit. So,
yeah, exactly.
Where I was going was what do we think about this transition now of early noughties? Mama June was like, you know, a funny ha-ha, yeah, look at her.
Slut.
Yeah, and now she's
yes, queen!
Former, I don't know, like, they've set her up, it's like they're kind of reveling in her downfall.
Yes,
she's
are.
A drug addict.
Yeah, there's
she's
no this, need for that either, that. Though. Like, yeah. I know I'm being
they put her on TV. They put her on TV and give her a TV show about it. Like, does that
there's money to be made. There's money to be made. They will exploit anything.
I thought it was just because
when your new partner like actively tries to molest your children, you get a TV.
But
show.
You know what? You've got someone who's stupid enough to go, yeah, I want to make a show about that. A bit like that other idiot goes, yeah, I want to root my dad. Like, these are fucking idiots.
can't let that go, can we? We're just really clinging on to that. Really clinging on to that Mackenzie
just
Phillips
keep going
thing.
And we can't hear him.
What's a Honey Boo Boo? You need to go back to, when was it? 2000 and I want to say like 2006, 2008.
I'm heartbroken that we just missed Luke's rant because I'm sure it was good.
It was, Honey Boo Boo is the,
missed what did you the, hear?
Kind of,
nothing.
Because my Honey mic Boo-Boo went off. I was Honey really Boo-Boo passionate.
Honey Boo Boo is the answer. It's like the white trash version or white trashier version of Toddlers in Tiaras, right? When that was a thing. Remember when we were all abusing our children to put them in.
She came out before it.
Or is she part of that? Like, is she?
No, I think she was a spin-off of that.
She was a pageant kid.
Yeah, that's
she was a pageant kid who was drugged on sugar and Mountain Dew and fed full of shit. And then they thought it was cute that she's talking like she's a pig of a person, like cussing and acting all like she's sassy. It was really actually a terrible exploitment of a stupid family.
Amen.
paid.
And that's why, that's what my rant was about, was that people were exploiting
that's the only reason people why that are talking stupid. About
and the same, yeah, but the same reason they were making shows about, oh, the kids were molested, because they're too stupid. They go on TV and fucking air all this crap.
Oh, same as that idiot. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just something just popped in my head. Do you guys watch Below Deck at all or anything like that?
I have seen it, yes.
Okay, so it just came out that one of the wives or one of the people that are on the show Below Deck
stole the identity of the other.
Yeah, I went to high school with her.
You went to high
school? Oh. You could have debunked it. You could have debunked the whole thing.
I had no idea she was on the show. My sister just sent me the article, and I'm like, what do I care about this? And she goes, that's
not selling your story, like, kid.
Jeff who? And she goes, that's I don't know if I could say her name. But that's, anyway, I went to, okay.
You went to the prom with her?
No. I graduated with her older sister, but she was in high school with me, though. And
sell that story. You could be her close personal friend. Close personal friend.
Get her booked on the show, motherfucker.
No, she might say
that. I didn't mean to stop that rant, but, you know, stupid people.
We love when our pop culture collides with the real world. It's lovely. It's nice. It's nice.
Shit.
All right. So speaking of past sins coming back to haunt someone, I saw this coming a mile away when we talked about it, when we talked about Shannon. But Shannon Doherty's podcast has thank you. Thanks, Dave. Shannon Doherty's podcast has come out, and she is letting Alyssa Milano have it. Actually, not as much as I thought she would, but she is alleging that jealousy on their time together in Charmed, and that Alyssa and her family tried to turn Holly Marie Combs against Shannon Doherty, which sounds like she did.
Who's the boss now, bitch?
It sounds like Alyssa was a little bit of a like a manipulator and controlling a bit. Like, I don't know why. Where does that come from? Is it known in her in other sets?
Yeah, I've never heard a good thing about her, actually. Anything I've ever heard about her was kind of.
I've always heard she's a bit like difficult to work with, but like this was next level. Like stopping someone visiting someone in hospital and stuff's really quite sick.
I think it's quite interesting because of those three women, the person who is famously difficult is Shannon. Yet the show was pitched around her. The WB like created that show.
Well, Aaron Spelling knew that she's like, a cash cow.
Aaron Spelling loved her and you know created the show around her. Then Alyssa Milano, who was pretty much nothing at that point.
She'd been on Melrose Place.
She left Melrose Place
to do this. To do.
And she'd been in the movie with Reese Witherspoon getting fingered on the roller coaster.
Yeah, good time.
Yeah. So she's done that.
Wait, was it
Poison Ivy 2?
Yes, Poison Ivy 2. She got her tits out. Vampire's Embrace or Vampire's Kiss or something.
So her star was rising. So this was a good trajectory for her.
She's like a pop star in Japan.
Yeah. But she wasn't I don't think she was. She wasn't like headline materials. Even in Melrose Place, she wasn't like a lead character.
She was Michael Mancini's sister.
She was a bitch. She was really good playing a bitch on Melrose Place, actually, which
she was.
Life might imitate art a little bit too closely for Alyssa Milano.
I actually went to college.
You don't even know her.
With her cousin.
I went to college with her cousin,
Can you get a cousin or her on the show?
New York.
His little thing is going to say hetero Tim Starfucker next week. I know her.
Your sister. Don't tell your sister.
What's the One Tree Hill? Chad Michael Murray.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chad Michael Murray. What about Chad Michael Murray?
Right? Is that the one?
Yeah, Chad Michael Murray.
He went to school with my ex's sister.
Oh. Really? Did he fuck her?
Yeah, like
nice.
Probably. 6 degrees.
He's hot. That's all. He's hot.
No, they said he was an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure he was.
Yeah. People usually are. So like, ooh, I'd have to trade off.
Didn't you just leave the show like unexpectedly too? Like,
well, after Old Dub left, yeah, he just was like, "I'm done being a teen heartthrob."
But Christina, we know that happens. So hey, because a lot of people have unexpectedly left this show. Never seen again.
Oh, well, here you go. I met the Osbournes when I used to do private security. Dogsy, your life is so interesting. I feel like.
Yeah, come on.
I feel like Dogsy, you need like an interview.
What is Sharon good value in person, Dogsy? That's all we want. Just a yes or no. And I'll pop it
not
on the
what
screen.
I hear, not from what I hear.
Okay. Oh, well, look.
You don't get that rich without getting a reputation, really, do you? You got to piss someone off on the way up, on the way down.
We piss people off all the time, and none of us are rich.
Exactly. We piss off Matt Rock fans. They think terrible things of us.
Well, oh my God, I hate people.
Not enough to keep defending their boy when he keeps like making jokes about 6-year-olds and stuff like that. You know.
Oh God, for Christ! Don't whore your kid out on your fucking TikTok page. Or whatever it was.
Yeah, I gotta say, I didn't think that chick had the flex she thought she had. Like, like he's fighting with my 6-year-old. I'm like, you're a fucking 6-year-old. I had no business being on your TikTok, bitch.
Yeah. Don't tell me you didn't knowing that he was gonna come back. He made a joke about like, oh, you have more rings than Jupiter. So the kid was like, you mean more rings than Saturn? And by the way, you're mean to girls. And he like ran away. So Matt Wright replied to it. And then the mother was like, how could you art? Like, you're so immature. Oh, and he said the mother only was rich because she had OnlyFans. So she, like, came back at him and was like, look what Matt Wright does. It's like, you totally, like, set that trap for him, essentially, because you knew he was
going to come back at you. Why is your kid on your social media?
Yeah, like, it was fucking – I've seen her ripped apart all over the place because of that.
But this is what people are doing now to get famous.
She was like, I know who I am. I know my brand. I don't put my kid out there.
My brand. I know my brand.
You know,
brand.
Like riding people's coattails, and we've never done that on this show ever.
Katrina Johnson is able to do all that. Katrina Johnson.
Sharon is a diva.
We would ride. Let's play another Power Ranger interview, shall we?
Power Rangers.
We will drop those names.
Don't forget to check out our Ricky Lake interview, and you can check out the Jack Maitland show with the Rosie O'Donnell interview.
And you can see Roseanne on
Sandra Bernhardt interview.
Sandra Bernhardt from my hometown. From my hometown, Rose O'Donnell.
There you go. Close personal friend. Jeff's close personal friend. Roseanne.
I'm hot. Hot today. Jeff's
like the Rosie O'Donnell show.
6 degrees of Tim.
You can go you go check out my interview with Jeanette Barber, who was the Emmy winning producer. Had
writer on the Donald show,
and she got kicked out of a View studio.
And you've had Leah Remini on the show, Nicole Remini, all the Reminis.
So much Remini.
Michelle Visage. Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race hosted a whole show with us.
Well, Nicole. Hey,
Josie Bassett.
Josie Bassett, yes. Yeah. Look at us dropping.
We swim in circles that we could never afford to.
No.
We do.
Remember when we bought? Remember it was fun when we were buying all those cameos and then people were like, I won't say that. And you pay them money, like, we will say that. But Melissa Joan Hart did a cameo for us. It was great. It was great.
Yeah, we'll play that again on the show.
Did you see the one Smokey Robinson did? You see the, like, I don't know if it's real or not, but he's like, someone asked me to say happy Chanukah. I don't know what Chanukah is, but I guess I'm a happy one. And I'm like, oh my God, what an asshole. Like, you look like such an asshole. But I don't know if it was real or not.
Being famous, you piss people off. There are some people that are a little bit upset that Taylor Swift is Time's Person of the Year.
And they're all incels living in their mother's basement.
No, because some of them are female.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, I would like to. I have some receipts. Because a lot of the criticism of Taylor is that all she does is write sad songs about her ex-boyfriends. She doesn't do anything to help anyone. She doesn't do anything, et cetera, et cetera. Wow. I read from the article. Billionaire Taylor Swift gives back where she's donating her millions. So, most recently, Taylor Swift donated $1 million to the Tennessee Emergency Response Funds since the tornadoes.
Last Tuesday.
Yes. This is prior to the Taylor Swift organization that was set up in 2010, 10 years ago. Uh-huh. Oh, 13 years ago. Can't do math. It's all right. The Taylor Swift Charitable Fund, after, you know, there was more drama and damage in there in Tennessee. Meanwhile, she also, throughout the Eras tour, donates money to food banks in the cities where she goes. In July, Second Harvest Silicon Valley Food Bank shared on their social media that Swift donated enough to nourish an average of about 500,000 people every month in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties. In Tampa, she made it, did the same thing. Over 125,000 meals on the plate. There we go. Swift recently gifted her Eras, so the touring staff with her tour, she has gifted them more than $50 million.
To every member of that tour.
In excess of
$50 million.
To keep everyone in a job.
She pays her band all the time. Her band is not a seasonal hire. She doesn't hire them just for the tour. Yep. Her band is on salary all the time for her, whether she's in the studio
This is an article that she did, you know, that is not out there. But why does the judge, why does someone need to have their charitable exploits made public for them to make a difference? Because people like Joan Rivers, like George Michael, gave millions and millions of dollars to people and never talked about it.
Well,
go Vera.
The other people on the list weren't necessarily that good. One of the people was Putin. One was the guy that developed AI. These were the short list for who was going to win this year. And they picked Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has had an amazing impact, global impact this year.
She's a boss bitch.
And way more positive impact than the guy who developed AI and Putin. You know,
she hasn't fallen down the stairs and muted herself either.
She could be complex. She could be cool.
She doesn't have to be any of that.
She was a man.
Yeah, if she was a man, there wouldn't be any question whether she had any impact.
And I agree with Taylor. I agree with Taylor. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't. Warn you.
I love Taylor.
People can't deal with the fact that she is like legitimately dominating the music industry, and she's
like, I think she rocks.
She could fart in a cup and people would buy it. It's like
just like a very clever, more successful version of our Delta Goodrum, would you say, Steve?
Oh, I don't think so, Luke.
I think the sad songs get people through a lot of shit. I think they
songs are great. And
she had bops. She knows how to write a bop. She's clever.
She does. And many respected songwriters like Dolly Parton, like Bruce Springsteen, like Willie Nelson, like I can't think of his name, but they have said that she's the real deal. She writes a great pop lyric. Well,
there's a lot of fucking people who can't do it. Otherwise, we'd have a lot more singer-songwriters out there releasing their own shit.
Exactly. And it's like people just can't seem to deal. Like, if the, you know, intelligentsia and the cool credited people can go, this chick's all right, like, listen to her music, why can't people just let it go? It's like Taylor Swift,
because people are fucking miserable. People are miserable. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you're higher than them on the mountain, they will do whatever they can to fucking tear you down. And that's in any phase of life. My sister is the number one female lacrosse coach in the state of Virginia. And all she does is get fucking trounced by people calling her. They've been trying to break her for fucking 3 years. I mean, like, disgusting things. That they like, she's a high school fucking coach. And it's like, and we tell her all the time, we're walking her off the edge. People do not like when you're above them. So yep, they will do whatever they can to fucking break you down.
Or can do a lot better than them. And they can see that you can excel. They'll try and keep you down. It's in a lot of industries. It's very sad.
The problem is nobody sees the work that goes into it, though. You know what I mean? Like, nobody sees the sweat and tears that goes into all that shit. So they assume that you've just been handed this. They're like, well, why do you get it? Well, I don't, because I fucking worked for it. And you don't, because you sit in your fucking basement and complain to people on your fucking TikTok and Instagram. And that's why you don't amount to shit. People can't tolerate that.
If a person of color is at the top of their game, they have got to be head and shoulders above their competition. Because if it's just an even race, it's always going to go to the white guy.
I did see an article this week. I don't know how much stock to put in it, but there was a rumor going around that the Voice wants to replace Whoopi Goldberg with Candace Owens.
You mean The View?
The View?
The View, not The Voice. That's a different thing. The View, yeah.
Candace has already said she'd never go on that program.
She's not smart enough.
This has come from someone who leans a little bit more of this color, I guess, right?
Yeah.
She's on my fucking last nerve, that one. She drives me nuts. She is, like, at first it was like kind of like, okay, you know, like, here's a strong, but now it's like over the top. And it's like, all right, just calm the fuck down. You know what I mean? Like I can't say when everything has to be a point. Everything's got to be a point. It's like, she's obnoxious. She's become obnoxious. Even fucking Ben Shapiro was like, I don't want to deal with her anymore.
Oh, Jesus. You know it's bad when Ben Shapiro doesn't want to deal with you.
Yeah. She said something about Israel, and he was like, how dare you? And, you know, that's whatever. He ripped into her. So.
There you go. The Voice Man, I love that show. Tom Jones. Tom Jones is a judge on The Voice in the UK.
Yeah.
Sex bomb.
And he sings. You're my
sex bomb.
Yeah, he does. He just rips out a tune every now and then. He's like, oh, okay, calm down, Tom. he forgets where he is and just breaks into song like Tony Bennett. It's cute. We like that. There's a little bit of controversy. I thought there would be more made of this, but the world seems to have kind of just gone, okay, probably because it's just Australia. But GQ Australia have named pop star Troye Sivan their man of the year.
That was about Tom Jones, guys, not this guy.
Are we familiar with Troye Sivan's music?
He's a TikTok.
No.
I've seen him on TikTok.
Troye Sivan is an openly gay Australian musician musician. He's had Rush. You know the song Rush. I'm in the Rush.
He's going to be on SNL sometime soon.
Yeah, his latest single was One of Your Girls, where he appears as a female and talks about sleeping with straight men. So, it's very interesting that GQ, which is very, you know, hetero-leaning, picked Troye Sivan, who is pretty much capital Q queer, to be their man of the year.
The binaries
are shifting, my friends. I thought that there would be more people going,
I really do.
Blah, blah, blah. He's not a real man. Rah, rah, rah. He's not George Clooney. Rah.
As a straight guy, I that's the furthest thing from my mind when it's like who cares? You know what I mean? And I almost feel bad saying it like that because I know that the whole movement was a struggle and, you know, for equality and rights and all that. So it's like to say who cares is like kind of, I feel like, demeaning, but it's like all that struggle.
But it's refreshing that we're at a point where you can say that. You don't have to go, look at that.
Yeah, thing. There's no outrage.
That's normally what it would be. You know?
Well, I think the generations that fostered that kind of homophobia and
gender, they all live where I live now, Vera.
Well, they're dying out, too.
They're dying out or becoming females.
Can't
to
wait.
Avoid men, to avoid vehicular manslaughter charges.
Hurry up and die, bitches.
What are we going to do when Caitlin goes? A party?
No, leave her alone.
I wonder what Caitlin's up to these days. Caitlin Jenner.
Yeah.
I wonder what Caitlin's up to these days.
Who cares?
Betraying every confidence you've ever known.
You know what Caitlin's probably doing? Making a lot of money doing a lot of nothing right now.
Dodge it.
Probably playing with her balls.
Oh, can you hear that?
Speaking of giant balls, it's time for Vera Vent.
I was beginning to think we weren't doing one this week.
Balls. Show them to everyone. 3, 2, 1, vent.
I'm going to vent this week about the very Christmassy subject of abortion. This week, the state of Texas, well, actually, it was last week, the state of Texas, a lower appellate court, reviewed the state limitation on abortions and agreed that Kate Cox, married mother of two, in her third pregnancy, whose child, the third pregnancy, had trisomy 18, which is a genetic birth defect that rarely lives past birth and was creating pain and agony for the mother, that she met the criteria for an abortion in the state of Texas under SB 8, their abortion ban. Immediately, the Attorney General of the state overturned their ruling, put a stay of execution on her abortion, threatened three hospitals and every medical personnel in the state of Texas that if they performed this abortion, which was ruled by the appellate court to be legal, that they would be fined and imprisoned, and brought it to the state Supreme Court of Texas, who said, well, we're not medical experts, but we'll leave it to the medical experts. But the medical experts didn't prove anything to us, so she can't have this abortion. Before the state did that, before the Supreme Court ruled that, Kate Cox, who had a lower court ruling that she could obtain this abortion, the minute that the Attorney General put it on hold, she left the state and had the abortion in another state. It is unclear whether she's going to be allowed to return to her state without going into prison. This abortion ban is cruel and inhuman and has to stop. Women, men, people across this country, we need to stand up for reproductive rights. Ken Paxton taking the law into his own hands and overruling the court is classic example of autocracy and fascism in this country. And recent reports since the 2020 overturning of Roe v. Wade on the long-lasting effects of these abortion bans have shown that it's increased female mortality across the board. The U.S. already had one of the highest mortality rates for mothers in any country because we have a for-profit health insurance program that didn't cover every woman, and poor women and people of color were dying in pregnancy way before the abortion ban. But that number has increased exponentially. There are three times more maternal deaths since 2020 and more, 4 to 5 times more deaths in women of color and poor women of poverty. The restrictions create precarious health conditions for these women and makes them more likely to die before the birth, during the birth, and even in postpartum situations. It also makes the chances of children being born with birth defects because of mothers' health conditions higher. So we're creating not only a population of motherless children whose mothers died while giving birth to them, more likely to have more birth defects, more likely to be reliant upon public health systems and home welfare systems and social security systems than other children. For the pro-life party to create a population of children that they have no intention of supporting with food stamps, early intervention, childhood education, special education, and other programs that they've already deemed, you know, extraordinarily expensive. And 30% children born to mothers who are forced to have pregnancies are 30% more likely to die at childbirth. Maternity care, we are creating maternity care deserts in these states where they have abortion bans because doctors are unwilling to practice in a state where they could go to prison for exercising their medical judgment on whether a mother needs an abortion or not. They are, so there's less care available in these states, and there's higher lifetime costs for these children that are born of these mothers. It's the pro-life party is proving that they don't give a shit about anybody's life. And the fact that they're overruling courts and overruling medical personnel shows that they're all just a bunch of fascists. Ladies, men, anybody with a conscience, we need to get rid of these pro-life, pro-birth murderers because they're killing more children than any woman having an abortion.
Just stay out of people's uteruses, basically. Like, yeah. I can't believe it. We're in 2023. I don't know why in 2023 we can think we can tell people what to do with their bodies.
Yeah, and you think it's a very backward state to be actually like the pregnancy's unviable. Like the baby's not going to survive, and the mother may die now too.
And the mom may
to
die
me,
now,
that's very mom, black and white.
Productivity is put at risk too. Her ability to have more children is put at risk. So she had to carry that pregnancy to term.
I don't know if you heard, like, with Chrissy Teigen, like what happened with her. Like, there was, you know, her third pregnancy. I mean, she has a third child now, but this is her fourth pregnancy. Her third pregnancy was, I think, in a topic pregnancy. I'm saying it wrong, but or something went wrong with it, or you know, she was close to being
right,
like violently ill or close to death.
Yeah,
basically. Okay. So they had to turn.
That was the photo he posted on Instagram, right? It was after the abortion of the non-viable pregnancy. Candace Owens jumped on her for that.
So she had like this interview now, and she said like when they were talking about it, she said like John, her husband, legend, was like, "Oh, you know, how do you feel about like you know we like how do you feel about your miscarriage or like or your abortion?" And she goes, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "He goes, that's what we had." He goes, "That's what you had. You had an abortion." And she's like, I didn't even think of it like that. She goes, but the way that he put it, I did. She's like, she didn't even realize that that was what it was. She's like, you know, she saw it as a miscarriage, but really technically they had to terminate the pregnancy to keep her alive. And she didn't think of it as an abortion, but you know, he's like, aren't you happy that like, you know, you're able to do this in our state? Because, you know, obviously it was still legal. It is still legal in California. I'm assuming that's where they are, but you know, it was just like a big thing. Like it was amazing to see her come to that realization. Like, oh yeah, that's what I had. Like, cause that's what the doctor made it. And that's what these people are making it. It's like, oh no, it's an abortion. No, this is a medical procedure to save a woman's life. That's what this is. It's not that, you know, you're taking a baby away from the world. You're not murdering a little baby. You're saving a life. Like,
the sad thing is people don't realize that they have that. People don't realize how lucky they are to have that option. And she, like, that's probably really important that she makes that distinction and realizes that, you know, she is in a very fortunate situation that they could make that decision to save her life as like at the cost of the child.
If you have an atopic pregnancy, it is never viable. There is no way that that child will survive outside the universe. Universe.
The Marvel MC universe.
It won't exist out of either.
It also is like fatal for the mother. There's like multiple birth deaths for me.
It's like Texas wants to go back to the good old days where like women died in childbirth and then we all shoot out at sundown in the streets and no homosexuals around. Hey,
I think, I think we're getting to the point too where you know, like you say, like, oh, the people of Texas. I think it's really, it's at least what I'm seeing is Republicans and Democrats alike is now it's like, well, you have to do something to one up the other one. So Democrats go above and beyond, then Republicans go above and beyond. You know, and they're moving further and further outward, and we're getting away from this common moderate middle ground. And it's like, I think people are starting to get fed up on all levels, you know, both Republican and Democrat. And it's like
100% of the United States. I've said this before on this. We agree on more than we disagree. 70% of the United States believe that reproductive rights should be decided between a woman and her doctor.
And I think, you know, though, the Republicans have got that. Like, even tuning into Fox News over here, because we get Fox News in Australia, they are all saying, like, that's one of their things going into this next election is that they're going to have to soften their stance on abortion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the country's not with them.
No.
And I have to agree. When everything first happened with Roe versus Wade, I was kind of like, you know, like, okay, yeah, yeah. And then, like, the more I thought about it, I'm like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, what, how stupid do you have to be? And that's when I started, like, telling people, you know, they're like, oh, are you conservative? I'm like, no, I'm a common sense Republican. You know what I mean? And I like common sense Democrats. And I like when people can use their fucking brains independently and be like, this is either a good or a moral choice, or this is a not moral choice. Like,
I was a Republican right up until Trump. I cried on air when I changed my party registration.
Yeah,
I've been a Republican since high school.
All right. Well, we should wrap it up. You, like,
no,
sorry.
Wait.
No, you go. No, you go. Sorry.
Yeah. Wait.
No. So, like, from a different view, my mom, who's never going to watch this show anyway, again, doesn't see abortion as like a medical procedure. She sees it as you're killing a baby, like, and that's where, you know, again, these extremists come from. It's like, you know, she has some good sides to her, but it's like, that's the one thing right there. It's like, like, no, like,
but you can't hear her.
The way she was educated and raised, that's a generational thing too.
Yeah,
some things are hardwired.
Yeah, are they considering like even a DNC as an abortion when the baby's already passed?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Well,
because then they might charge the mom.
Abortion extremists are insisting that doctors were performing post-birth abortions.
That's not even possible.
Then they said they would get to the point.
It's a murder.
So what? These women are forced to have retained products of a miscarriage, and that to me is just really.
But that's when they said they would start charging the women if they were coming in with miscarriages. That they were saying like, oh well, what was it, manslaughter or some shit like that? Yeah. Like that the mother would be charged with that because she lost the child. Like, are you fucking insane? Like, again, just common sense. It's the lack thereof. Like, there has to be some middle ground. I can't.
Wait a minute. This goes back to the whole thing of we don't want the government in control of us. We don't want the government to tell us what to do. But we want the government to control women's bodies. And then we want the government to control other people's children because we don't think other people should have the right to take their children to go get therapy if their child's a transgender. So we want the government not to control us as long as it's
They can't control my guns. They can't control my cars. They can't control my right to consume products that
free
are
speech.
Helping for me.
All your speech.
But it's only
my free
speech. So you're going to control my vagina.
If you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, then your free speech doesn't matter. And if your uterus doesn't matter, and if you're gay or you believe a different God than I do, none of that matters. You don't count.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And on that happy ending, we'll wrap up for this week.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. It is creeping. It is 10 days away. We'll be back with two more shows before Christmas.
I have company coming in.
Well, Cuffy will be working that night, so you'll be working, girl.
Look, I'll come back. I'll be on.
We have an uncensored horror stabbing its way into your Christmas heart next week, and we will be back for a little bit of a Christmas competition next week on Uncensored Radio Live. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Vera. I have been Steve. Welcome. Merry Christmas. And stay out of people's uteruses.
Battered slut.
Do we have any fat sluts in the credits?
Just me.
It's the Steve Chandler and Luke Shaw sister. Steve Chandler. I'm Katie McCarthy. That's a slut. That's me. Oh. I saw that someone make a bro. Keep her on the show. Why is she on?
Are you kidding? I don't even know who that is.
Half the audience don't even know who those people are in that list.